I will now ask the board to consider agenda item K3 regarding the second interim report. Dr. Sockheld.
Mr. Tarantino, I think Mr. Scobar was trying to get your attention.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Public comments?
We were going to do this first and then public comments after. Yeah, but we're gonna do K3 first, Dr. Scavarna, and then after that, then you, and then Dr. Janney, and then Ethan. Okay, we're gonna do this first off. Thank you, though. Welcome, Dr. Sacco.
Thank you. Good evening, President Tarantino, Board Trustees, and Superintendent Janney. So what we'll be presenting this evening is the second interim report. And what, as noted here on the overview slide, these are a couple of the elements that we'll be reviewing this afternoon or this evening. We'll be going over a couple of assumptions, the projected budget, where we stand at the end of this year and into next year, as well as highlight the current cash flow projections. On this particular slide, we're highlighting the education code. So we are required, with the board's approval of the standardized account code structure report, which is part of your packet, to bring forward to the board and submit to the county office and the California Department of Education by March 15th, in accordance to the code, a second interim report that has information that is actual information through January 31st, and then a look ahead as to how the end of the year will be projected in terms of our ending balances, as well as looking at the two subsequent years, 2021 and 21-22. What's also required under the education code, similar to what was done during first interim, this review and update of the budget requires a certification by the board. That certification looks at, there are three different criteria for that. That's either the positive, which means that the district can meet all its obligations this year and into the 2 years, or it's qualified, indicating that it may not be able to make its obligations within that 3-year period, or it would be negative, district's unable to meet its financial obligations. As we have over the last 18 months, and as what was presented to the board in December, we are presenting to the board a negative certification for this particular budget. I will share that in a couple of slides because we are still projecting a negative balance for the fund as of the end of this fiscal year. But I want to spend a little bit of time on what does it mean to have a positive certification, because I know there's quite a bit of discussion regarding the economic uncertainty balance, because I know this past year we've had to make some adjustments due to some imposed changes. But what we're looking forward in terms of balancing the budget and also positioning the district into a financial status, positive certification looks first and foremost is that 2% economic uncertainty. For the districts, it's about $9.5 million. Without that being restored, positive certification is not possible. So our goal as we're building the 2021 budget and in the out years is ensuring that that is there. Just as of most recent, the county office letter for the first interim as of January 15th. And if I also look back, I pulled information as far back as 2016. There's language indicates that states that the state requires the district to maintain a reserve for economic uncertainties equal to 2% of total general fund expenditures. So that's the unrestricted and restricted fund expenditures that we look at. So that's even in the county office communications to the board upon their review of the interims as well as budgets. But what that means is the county continues with their oversight. That's in accordance with the provisions of the Assembly Bill 1200, which went into effect in the 1990s, and then also Senate Bill 1840, which went into effect September 2018. The county still oversees the financials. They still have that obligation. What it means, going back to a positive certification where the district was at back in 2018, will be that there's no fiscal advisor assigned to the district or any related fees associated with that. A third interim report, which we did present to the board last year, is required when districts are either qualified or negative. So that report going to positive certification would not be required. We're scheduled to bring that to the board in May. That is just a snapshot of the general fund. Doesn't have the comprehensive SACS report that you have now, but that would not be required in a positive certification. The other piece that I'd like to highlight, probably hasn't received as much attention, is the impact of the positive certification on the district's bonds. Since late 2018, all of the district's bonds through the credit rating agencies of Fitch, Standard & Poor's, and Moody's have been downgraded. Even most recently, Fitch reaffirmed its downgrade to a positive or triple B plus. It looks at the issuer default rating. And as you can see here on this particular table, I just did a snapshot of where we're, you know, looking at 2020 and then 2019 in terms of interest rates at certain specific credit ratings. Because the district at this point in time, because of the pending Securities and Exchange Inquiry and also the pending FICMAT AB 139 audit report, the district's not in a position to go out to market. However, the credit rating agencies still look at the prior issuances from the past. They look at the district's financial position, what's being done, how is that improving. So I think it's one key area as we look ahead. Because this year, the district was scheduled to go out for an issuance of about $20 million for Prop O. And then also with the taxpayers approving Measure DD in the fall of 2018, that's about $100 million. So when you bring those two together, once we have these pending items resolved, that'll be about $120 million to go out to the financial market. We'll be reaching out to credit rating agencies, we'll be reaching out to investors and others. So when you look at that spread in terms of looking at AAA rating to a triple B plus, that's going to cost taxpayers. So that's a key area of why we also need to move forward with a positive and balanced budget, because that increases debt service to the district, to the taxpayer, and which also in the long run impacts the number of projects that can be executed. So I just wanted to stress that, because I know we haven't had an opportunity to really spend much time on the bonds, but this is a key area that in telling the district's narrative in terms of where the financials have been, where they're at now, and where they're going, how that has that impact. The other piece with positive certification is back in the fall of 2018, as some of the bargaining agreements materialized, there was language that also indicates that the health premium cap for employees would go up by $1,000. It's currently at $14,130. But the language specific to that is contingent on the board in December 2020, bringing forward a positive certification that would go into effect then with this increased cap of $1,000 in January 2021. So it's just a key element, because that was what one of the commitments were made related to the contractual agreements. The other key piece that I'd like to highlight with a positive certification relates to cash flow management. 18 months ago when I joined the district, in the midst of us bringing forward, both Dr. Janney and I bringing forward the status of the district to the county office, the significant attention at that point in time was whether or not the district could maintain and meet its cash flow obligations. We're going to look at the budget piece, but also the timing on when cash comes into the district and leaves the district is what is critical to maintain the solvency of this district. Without it, there are some other consequences which would relate or cause a state loan. And so having a positive reserve would eliminate the consequences that come along with a state loan, which I think we've highlighted in the past. And that's not, so the alternative, we don't want to go that route. We want to move forward on a positive perspective. So the next slide here is the timeline, which I've shared before, but this go around we've color-coded it to just kind of emphasize there's three different reporting cycles going on in 1 year. The green is the work that we're doing as it relates to 2019-2020 year. And the blue is the unaudited actuals that we brought forward to the board in September as it relates to the prior year, 18-19. I'll touch upon on a subsequent slide and provide an update as to where we're at with the 18-19 audited reports. I'll provide a little bit of context there. But then now you see the yellow items. That relates to the work that we're doing as it relates to 2021. So it's three different years that we're working on, all simultaneously, kind of just depending on different timing. But what's important here, because as we're bringing forward the second interim, we now have new information. The governor released the proposal for the state budget for 2021, providing school districts with new assumptions. And we're going to touch upon some of those assumptions because some of those changes impacted the district significantly. We had an opportunity to highlight that during the budget workshops in January, but we'll go into some of those details.